Thank you for calling Omex Health. My name is Rachel. How can I help you?
Hi, I was calling because I have a subscription with you guys. I was got an email saying my order is going to be shipped soon. So I clicked on the link in the email you guys sent, and I'm trying to log in, and it says there's no account associated with my email address.
Okay, what's your name, please?
Kelly Richardson.
K-E-L-L-E-Y?
Y.
K-E-L-L-Y. Okay, thank you. And your zip code, please?
61920.
Okay, thank you. That's the code. Okay, have you ordered, you have ordered from Omex Health before?
Yes.
Okay. Let me just, probably need to search the other way. All right, so let me just try the other way here. I apologize for the delay. All right, I'm about to get there.
Sure.
Okay, if you could also please spell your last name, maybe that's where I'm missing it.
Richardson.
Okay. And what is the last order that you placed?
It was for the Cryo BioFreeze CBD roll-on stuff.
Let me just try putting in. I'm sorry, I'm going from one system to the other. So
okay.
Just a moment. I'm just trying to pull up your most recent order. I can offer a suggestion the reason it's probably happening, but I just wanted to get an account pulled up. But let's see. All right, so it looks like you're okay. And that zip code that you provided is your shipping zip code for 61920.
Yes.
Okay. And it won't let me put it in here. Don't think. All right, and I'm sorry about the delay. I'm still not accessing anything for some reason. Sometimes it just depends on what the way that your information is provided to the system. But if you are trying to sign in and it's saying that you don't have an account, even if you have a subscription, you still, you're required to register. So under the, right at the top of the website.
Uh-huh.
Let me pull it up. You see the little person icon. If you hover over it, it says log in. You click that.
And then I click where it says register.
Yeah, you do register that. After you register, it's supposed to recognize your email.
Okay. So how do I didn't realize that what I was ordering was a recurrent subscription. Mm-hmm. And it just charged my account, and it says that I need to cancel my subscription quickly because it's going to be something.
I don't know. I just need to cancel that because I didn't want it recurring. So
okay.
I need to, so I'm not registered even though you guys sent me an email. Like I clicked on the link that you guys sent me in the email address thought I made.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, you can still receive emails and advertisement and the system will confirm your order. But it still doesn't mean that you're registered. Do you have that order number? excuse me. Do you have that order number?
Yeah, just a second. Let me get it pulled up.
Okay.
Actually, no. It's wanting me to log in.
Okay.
to change my subscription. It's not giving me the order number or anything.
And you wouldn't have used any other, and you, the name that you provided, that is the name that you did provide to Omax Health.
Yes.
Okay, I'm seeing Kelly with every other name besides Richardson. That's odd. Let's see.
Is there a last name of Testa? T-E-S-T-A?
P-E-S-T-A?
T.
Oh, Testa. Sorry. Okay, so T as in Tom, E as in Erica, S as in Sierra, T as in Tom, A as in Alpha?
Yes.
Okay, nothing's coming up with Testa.
Okay.
That is...
So I'll try registering and... Oh, you found something?
I'm sorry, if you could please provide your email. That was a no-brainer, but I'm sorry, I forgot it.
It's Kelsmarie 2006. You want me to spell it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, it's all lowercase. It's K-E-L-S, M as in Mary, A-R-I-E, 2006 at Gmail.
Okay. So I think I found the problem and I didn't think to... You said that your first name is K-E-L-L-E-Y?
K-E-L-L-Y.
Okay, so I was misspelling it. So I caused the delay. All right, so let me get this pulled up. So I did pull your information up because I was misspelling the first name. All right, so I have your account pulled up, and if you could please verify that address.
Yes, it's 530 Reynolds Drive, number 26 in Charleston, Illinois, 61920.
Okay, I'm sorry about that delay. So I've gotten your account pulled up showing your name and address. It is showing an order today for the Cryo Free CBD pain relief, and it does show recurring where you're getting one bottle per month.
Okay.
And
I don't want to get one bottle a month. I just wanted to get the one bottle. So is there any way we can cancel that? Because I didn't realize what I was doing was like a recurrent thing.
Okay, yeah, you actually did that October the 10th with order 118022. So Anytime you want that one-time shipment, that is right above the subscribe and save plan. So it looks like that probably got clicked there. It is currently in the process of if there's any family members that could use it. I'd be happy to offer a 50% discount to go ahead and receive the shipment since it is in process.
Okay.
And if you're not aware of it with the subscription, like you were talking about registering, you can register. You can sign in at any time. See your order history. You can make adjustments with skipping shipments. And you can also space these out. You don't have to receive one every month. You can space them as far as 4 to 6 months apart.
Okay. Okay. Cool.
Are you interested?
Yeah, because I'm not
spacing?
Even. Yes, because I'm not even close to out of that stuff.
Okay.
So, I mean, I don't know if I have any family members that'll use it. I can try and see. Mm-hmm. You guys can't cancel the shipment, though.
Well, it can be. That was just something offered to you if you just wanted to go ahead and take advantage of the discount.
I mean, I really need to cancel it.
Okay.
Like I said, I'm not even close to out of that stuff, and then I can go and create an account and register and then space it out to where I don't have, you know, a ton of this stuff that I'm not using as fast.
Okay. All right. So I have gone ahead and canceled that order. For SH-121-876, and let me also put in a request for you to here. let me scroll down. And if you would please allow 3 to 5 business days for the refund.
Okay.
Let me just get in the request here. I'm sorry, I'm trying to actually locate the correct one here. I didn't realize we had... Okay, that's not it. Okay, ma'am, I'm sorry, it'll be just a moment.
Okay.
Try this again. Oh, wonderful. All right, so did that come back up? Okay, ma'am, I'm sorry about it. I'm trying to get the correct request here.
Okay.
I have to be overlooking it. Okay, that's for... Just gonna put it here. I think that's going to get it. All right, then get your name in. Did I do it again? All right, name goes here. And let's see. The email. And ma'am, did you decide that you wanted to space it out? You're going to do it yourself?
I mean, I can try.
Okay. If you would like, I can assist with that.
If you don't mind, that would probably be easier since I'm already on the phone.
Okay. I can certainly do that. I am almost finished with this. Okay, let's see. What's the order number for this one? That's order. This is for refund. Okay. Please refund. All right, that's $27.96. All right. All right, so I wanted to make sure that I put that in. All right, so I've got that requested, so now I can. And for that one bottle, do you want that? How often do you want that spaced out?
Unless you want every 4 months.
Okay.
I've never been doing it before.
All right, so that is in process. I'm just waiting for. Okay. All right, so that is the email used. All right, so the system had you scheduled for the next order in December, so this will be... All right, so we will skip... This is November, we'll skip December, January, February. So do you want the next shipment in March? I'm skipping. So I canceled the one for today, so that's December, January, and February. What do you want to start back?
Let's do February.
You want to start back in February?
Yes.
Okay, so I will skip December and January. All right, so that leaves February the 10th. And let me get over to... All right, so February 10th. All right, so February 10th is your renewal date. And I'll change your frequency of shipments, which will kick in once you receive the February shipment. All right, that's supposed to drop down. All right, so your shipping frequency is now every 4 months, and you have your next shipment February the 10th. And, of course, if you find that you still don't need any by that time, you can give us a call, and we can extend it out, or you can create or register and sign in, and you can change that date as well on your own if you would like. But I did make those changes.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am. Is there anything else?
Nope, that's it.
Okay, thank you so much for calling OMAX Health. Have a good rest of the day.
You too.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye. Bye.